All right, folks, welcome. Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 18. I'm David Landulli, and joining me today from Barcelona, Spain, is Silvia Bueso, who is the Askologist. Welcome, Silvia.
Thank you, David. Here I am, the Askologist. I want to make sure there's more Askologists in the world, so I'm ready for it.
More Askologists. Well, I'm bringing that to the audience attention because I know you have launched your book, which is called The Art of Asking to Achieve Your Objectives.
Exactly. My first book. I'm so excited. And this book is for all Askologists who want to make the ask and make sure they achieve their objectives. So very happy to be sharing that with them. So yeah. Excited.
Well, and I'm aware that you wrote a blog post on the Fundraising Leadership website called Successful Fundraising in a Nutshell. So why don't you share a little bit with the audience what you wrote about in the article?
Yeah, I think this is a question that I always ask to myself, you know, what makes me be a successful fundraiser? And in the article, I just share some of my pointers, you know, like, for example, one that is very relevant to me as an Askologist, as you say, David, is that you gotta be the best version of yourself, you know. If you're a fundraiser, you gotta honor the values of the organization you represent, and at the same time, you gotta be honest to yourself and act and be in line, you know, with your essence, your style, and your values. This is a key one.
Yeah. Well, you and I were recently just before we got on this this call, we were talking about the DISC profile, actually, and DISC is an assessment that's been around for a long time, and it really is, it sort of is a way of assessing your behavior and the impact you have. And, you know, many of us who've come up in the fundraising ranks, you know, we get this advice like you should change, you know, you should be a chameleon. And I think you and I, we don't agree with that. What we say is be authentic, be who you are, and modify your pace, modify your style a little bit for the donor that you're with, right? Is that how you see it?
Yeah, of course. Of course, you gotta build like a connection with the donor, and you can adapt your style, you know, to really connect better with the donor, no? So yeah. I think we all have like different colors in our style. And depending on the donor we have in front of us, we can see how we can be more effective and build this connection, this relationship. Because what really matters at the beginning when you're a fundraiser is to build this relationship. And building relationships takes time, as you know, David.
Well, it does. And you know, one of the things that I've been finding super helpful, like in terms of understanding other people's styles and understanding my style, is I'm finding I can be completely authentic and completely true to myself when I'm interacting with others. But then, like, I, over the years, I often dealt with a lot of what I would call the rational analytical types of people. And what I'm learning is for them, you really have to slow down. Like my pace and your pace tends to be much faster. And we, both you and I, tend to come to decisions very quickly. But when you're working with a donor who's more rational, analytical type, they take more time, they need more information. You have to give them all the logical and rational reasons as to why they should, you know, make the donor. So it's kind of like that, right?
Absolutely. I think understanding who you are as a fundraiser and understanding, you know, how to best connect with the donor are two key things to do. And it really takes courage, and you got to listen. You got to use your intuition, you know, because people don't have like a label that says my style is rational. You got to you know, listen to your intuition, and based on that, test and see how the donor reacts, and from there, you know, build the best communication so you can build a relationship that makes sense for both parties. Yeah. For me, that's very important.
I want you to say something when I was reading your article on the fundraising leadership blog site, one of the things that struck me as maybe a bit of a contradiction, but maybe not so, was like this idea of at the same time having high self-esteem while keeping your ego in check. Like I thought when I first read that, I was like, how do you do that? But then it like made more sense to me. So why don't you share a little bit about your thoughts on having, you know, maintaining a high self-esteem and keeping your ego in check at the same time.
Yeah, this I completely agree. I think I have struggled so much, you know, about keeping both at a good shape. Self-esteem, I think fundraisers, we get a lot of no as response from donors. So sometimes we are so much attached to the result that we don't kind of value the energy, the effort, and, you know, we put to build the relationship, regardless the result, you know. So for me, self-esteem is accepting that donors can say no, and you can, from this no, work harder to get the yes that you think that makes sense for both parties. And as you say, self-esteem is so delicate because sometimes we can take this no as a personal attack, or sometimes we take this no as the donor questioning our professionalism, you know? So depends how you read the no from the donor, it can affect your self-esteem. So for me, it's very important to take the no as your best friend.
I like what you said earlier about something that we learned in our leadership program that we went through. We didn't go through it together, but we went through the same program.
Yeah.
And one of the things we learned was just not to take it personally. Now that's easier said than done.
You said it. I think it's been one of my challenges. No, accepting that the now for me is the start of a crucial conversation with the donor, because when a donor says no, I think it's showing that the donor is being honest to you. How many donors keep you in a yes, no? It's like a poison yes. You never know what direction to say. When the donor say no, now I think he or she is being honest. So I know where we are, and I know, and we can ask as a fundraiser, where can we go together, you know, to get the yes.
Yeah. Another thing you mentioned in the article was about clarity. I've always felt like no's give everyone clarity. I had a former boss of mine used to say, yeses make me money. Yeses make me money. Maybes cost me money, and no's save me money. Because then you know, okay, great. Yeah. Like if somebody says yes, then yeah, you get the gift. If somebody says no, okay, you're saving time for the donor and for you. Like maybe that's just not a path. That's the maybe that when you live in the land of maybe, when you don't know, it's like, oh my gosh, that's just like torture to me.
Of course. And it can ruin your self-esteem. It can ruin the relationship. It can have an impact in your everything. So I think the no, I think, thank you.
I will say this about a maybe. This is what I'm learning more and more of, is like, especially for people who come, their behavioral style is more rational, analytical, logical. Sometimes the maybe is like, I just need some time to think about it.
Mm.
Or,
Are you agreeing?
Sometimes the maybe is, I need to see what the impact on my family is going to be. You know, this is like in the DISC, we call this the S style, you know?
Yeah.
These are people who really care that their environment, you know, they want to make sure that everybody in their family is going to be on board with their philanthropy. So there's, you know, really listening and sometimes giving donors space does help.
Yeah. No, and also I think with the maybe, I also, what I like of the maybe is that is the opportunity for the fundraiser to ask powerful questions. How can we both move from the maybe to a yes? And what do you need from me so we can, I can help you move from there, the maybe, to a yes? So I think it's just the fundraiser, you gotta find that clarity by listening to the intuition, listening to the donor, adapting to the context. And related to the ego, this is another relevant one, because if you as a fundraiser, you take the no as a personal attack, you can react using your ego, you know? So I always say, just be aware, you know, what makes you upset? When do you feel your ego is kind of driving your reaction? And what do you feel in your body when that happens? Because we are all human. And of course, I always like to say that as a fundraiser, we represent the organization we're working with, and we represent the people who are benefiting, you know, from the contributions that we receive. And we are there to deliver the best impact. So
yeah. So let's talk about that, because that was like the last bullet point in your article, which was like one thing sometimes we neglect to do, or fundraisers neglect to do, is to really let donors know the impact that they're having. Like, once you, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you know, we get measured on the transactions, right, that we accomplish. And there is a transactional nature to fundraising work. And there's also a relationship nature to the work. And so sometimes going back to the donor with whom you have a relationship and then letting them know the impact can have, can really be good for the relationship. So what do we want to give the audience? Maybe give them something to try.
Yeah, you got it. You just said it. I think, as a fundraiser, we gotta know the impact. So let's give some work to do to our listeners. So the idea is, please call 5 donors next week. Yes, you gotta do it. And let them know the impact that they are having. That will be good thing to do for the best of the relationship and good work.
Yeah. So that's our invitation. Sylvia, the Askologist, is inviting you to call 5 donors, and don't ask them for anything. Here's the Askologist. She's telling you not to ask for anything. Just call 5 donors next week and just let them know the impact that they are having with your organization. So that's it for this time. Now go put it into practice.
Go enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.